High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rachel Zoe here, and we're going back to the Rachel Zoe Project for a very special takeover on my podcast, Climbing in Heels. Come with me as I take you back to season one to give you all the behind-the-scenes details and drama. I'll be joined by some special guests that'll be helping me share the real stories behind the most iconic moments in the show. So do not miss this special takeover of Climbing in Heels. It's going to be bananas. Listen to Climbing in Heels with Rachel Zoe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We back with backstage. Damani just stopped through Dreamville 2024. How you feeling?
Amazing, man. The performance was amazing. The energy was amazing. It was, man, yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Like, it felt like you had control as soon as you walked out there, though. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. You did, huh?
Hey, man. Nah, it definitely was a click. It was a little switch for sure.
Okay. Speaking of switch, what usually, like, how do you be before this show? Like, before you get on stage, because you perform so much now, it's kind of second nature, or do you still get nervous?
Not necessarily, like, nervous, but I'm, like, thinking about all this. Like, today I walked in, I forgot I had my AirPods in my ear, so I was thinking about that. I'm thinking, like, dang, I still hear the music. What is this in my ear? It's not my, what you call it? So I was trying to think about that. My phones was in my pocket. I'm just thinking about a bunch of weird stuff. So
you just zoned out and just performing. Your mind somewhat completely
just
different.
Turn it on.
Yeah, I was on stage thinking about my phones, weighing my pants down, my AirPod in my ear. Let me take my AirPod out. All type of stuff. So.
Oh, that's good. It looked effortless.
Thank you.
Man, you got a song with DC Young Fly.
Absolutely.
And Ceddie Hendrick right now.
Absolutely.
Bro, that's the one.
That's what I'm telling them, yeah.
So how did that come together? Can you tell us about that?
Said he pulled up to the studio. Mm-hmm. Boom. That might have been the first beat we played. And then he got on there and did the hook in like 12 seconds. Came out. I'm doing my verse. I see DC. He's just already there. He's in the hallway. And I say, you want to get on this? This man, he said, yeah. And he prayed in the hallway and walked in the booth and laid all that down, what he did. Wow. And it just happened just like that.
Organic. It wasn't nothing, like, you know what I mean? You had to map out. It's just,
nothing was orchestrated. Nothing was thought out. We just made that song and it just happened just like that.
Because I feel like, in the sense of that, like, you, a lot of people, like, you show how your art comes out. And, like, with Fly, they try to put him in a box. But, like, with y'all coming together on the song, now it's like, Oh yeah.
Absolutely, man. We showing the world we could do. There's no limitations.
Right.
For correct. Sure. Absolutely, man. Yeah, but that was a beautiful night.
You knew that night it was gonna do that though.
Nah, but you could just feel when a song is just good. You know what I'm saying? But nah, we didn't know it was gonna take off like that. But that's the beauty about music, man.
And I've been hearing it on the radio too, in the city playing. How does feel when you ride around Atlanta, like in places that you grew up and you dreamed about hearing your music on the radio? Now you actually get to hear it in your city.
It's just confirmations. We just know that it's working.
In the video.
Yeah, visuals going crazy.
Yeah.
That man, DC, the crazy thing in the music video, the man almost, we almost had to do all that over because it was one take. DC was late coming out when he was. When he popped out the door, mm-hmm. I had to yell, DC, come on.
Yeah.
He came out the door with it. We made it.
Y'all did it all in one take?
That was one take, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. Y'all just like, that's it right there.
Yeah, that's the one. We said, yep, nothing else. For sure.
Keeping it organic, just like how y'all did the song.
What y'all got going on out here, though?
Oh, we, you know, we always rock up and pull with, Backwoods. Roll with Backwoods.
For sure.
At different festivals, you know. I think we saw you on One Music Fest. Weren't you out there at One Music? We was, me and Los was out there then.
For sure.
Yeah, when we had, you know, all the different events and festivals that's going on, we trying to pull up and just talk to the artists. And
y'all doing y'all thing, too, though. Y'all talking about me. Y'all doing y'all thing. Man. I've been seeing y'all.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Nav been killing it. He got the show with Drewski.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be on that.
For sure.
Yep. And just touring and everything is lit. I'm on Trap News on 85 South now. You gotta, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's so funny. You gotta check it out.
Man. Mm-hmm.
What's special about the Dreamfield Fest? Like, what set it apart?
That's a great festivals? Question. Man, it's just more quality, I feel like. That's why I was so grateful to be on the list, because it wasn't nothing but great people on the list.
Yeah, everybody don't make that list.
Right, everybody don't make the list. You know, other festivals, they'll be like, who are these 12 people right here?
Yeah,
you'll
have a lot more artists.
You have some hit on
them. Yeah. On this one, it's like, ain't nothing but just hitters on this list. So, I was just, that's what I feel like sets Dreamville apart from everybody else. It's just nothing but quality.
Right. From beginning to end, like, it ain't with, like, I come around when they perform. Like, nah, you want to get that when it open up.
Absolutely.
And catch everybody that hit the stage.
They whole setup is just amazing, man. They got stations, juice, water. They take care of you out here. Ain't nothing but just good vibes, good energy.
Food be important.
Food.
The atmosphere.
Yeah.
But even cold, with them being stamped on there, how does that feel, like, you coming up? I know they kind of compare y'all a lot.
Yeah.
How do you feel being that somebody that's been in the game for a minute and we grew up listening to them?
I take it like, man, it's a compliment. Of course, we are our own person. I take it as a compliment because I feel like that's how people used to get introduced to something. Like, if you eat some food and it tastes good and you're trying to explain it to somebody else, like, oh, it tastes like this and that put together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way of saying it.
So I understand. Yeah, man, Cole's a good person to be in the same sentence. Yeah.
So you being a music connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick,
Cole and Drake.
Yeah, Kendrick, Cole and Drake. But Cole just responded. I know you heard it.
Yeah.
What you think about it?
One thing Cole gonna do, he gonna spit, man. He gonna spit. Yeah. He's a
he
real
don't disappoint.
Lyricist at all. And it's always better than the last. It's always better than what he put out before that. So man, that man's just constantly raising the bar. I feel like it's going to be nothing but good music that come from
that's
this.
That's what
real.
I said.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Because I done heard you a lot of times say them two of your favorite rappers.
Yeah.
So with them, with you being a fan of both, do you feel like sometimes rap beef is sort of necessary to keep the game sharp? Or like you said, to keep good music coming out?
I don't look at it like beef. I look at it like they just trying to see who's sharper.
They being competitive.
You know,
competitive. They on the court. They on the field.
Exactly. They trying to see who got the sharpest pen right now. And that's all it is, man. Like I said, ain't nothing but good music could come from it. So, but yeah, I do feel like it lets people, you can't slack. You can't get comfortable. It's like it's hard to get comfortable when you know this dude back here think he just as good as you or even better than you.
Yeah.
So I gotta go 110% and I feel
who's
like
somebody you listening to the money like that you would put in that spectrum that people might not know about, like, you know, in that
Ruben Vinson, he's signed to Rock Nation.
Mm-hmm.
He with Ninth Wonder.
Okay.
Third World, yeah. If you don't know about Ruben Vinson, check him out.
Check him out, okay.
Absolutely. listening. It could be a beat playing. You could make a beat with your mouth and say rap, and he'll freestyle and tell you all who all here, put y'all all in a rap and everything. Dang. That's how I met him. I said, yeah, we gotta form an alliance.
Y'all did one together?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't want no smoke, bro.
That man is dope. Let's get one in. Yeah.
Let's collab.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I was going to say, any other, like, what song do you have in rotation right now? What you feel like? Let me hear this. Put that on.
Jordan Ward. I like his album, his last project, Crocs. Let me see. SZA.
For sure.
What you got? The new SZA or are you still on that last album?
I had this album pulled up too.
You got J. Cole album pulled up.
Oh, dang. Stevie Wonder. I've been playing Stevie Wonder back to back.
Okay. Yeah. What's one of your favorite Stevie Wonder songs?
It's called As. I love that. Or Saturn. You like Stevie Wonder?
I do, but I don't have a favorite. Like, he's not somebody that I would put on. I'm more of a put on some Luther or Whitney. Mm. Yeah.
I like Stevie Wonder Christmas songs. You know, you got to you got to know. For sure. Christmas time in the city, all that type of thing.
Ribbon in the sky.
Yeah. I feel like if I had to pick an artist to listen to, like, all day, not all day, but, like, for the rest of my life, it would be Stevie Wonder. And I think my dad would not like the fact that I said that.
Yeah. But speaking of that.
You're like, what? Yeah.
You, him, and King went, how that song?
It's amazing, man. It's just moments, man. I was just grateful that it got a chance to get out into the world and leave the studio. Because a lot of dope moments stay in the studio, stay on the hard drive. Mm. The fact that it got a chance to really come out and people got a chance to see that moment was amazing. We just like music. We all be in the studio making music.
Yeah.
For real. So
that's artistic. Do you feel like you always had some inner competition in the family with somebody where you was like trying to outprove your talent to them? Or like against somebody else? Like you said, they're friendly competition.
Right. It's always competition. But with the family, we probably like.
But who you feel like they'd be trying to come for you?
Nobody like coming for me. Like King will do something that I like. Right now he's going crazy with the merch. Like his merch packaging, the quality of his merch is going crazy. And I'm not like hating on it. Like I'm like, oh, I need to step my merch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
So it's something that and Messiah with his whole look and the fact that he picked up multiple instruments, the guitar, the keys, the drums, the bass. And learn all those instruments. Like, oh, I need to.
You and your more than I could bag.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it's nothing but that. Absolutely.
That's what's up. Your album is called Dear Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Jane?
That's what it is. That's the album is nobody. It's just that question. You know how it be like John Doe.
It's somebody.
You know how it be like.
Or it's a few somebodies.
Hey.
He don't want to get in trouble.
It's Jane.
He's smart now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how they would be like John Doe?
Yeah.
The female version is Jane Doe.
Yeah.
So it's Dear Jane.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if a female say, that's me you talking about, yeah, that was you the Jane.
Absolutely. That was you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Y'all don't do ciphers at the house?
No.
They be beating on the table.
I'm just saying, like,
when they eat.
All y'all musically inclined, I'm thinking, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like
Messiah great. Might come
we
on.
We used
with a
to,
beat.
Though. Okay. Not like.
Not recently.
Well, I know they Christmas talent shows was lit in the house. What? but you know, it's kind of. Sometimes it's a lot of pressure growing up with, like, not even a famous parent, but a very successful parent. So you like, you know how when you coming out the hood, sometimes you like, oh, when I get on, I want to buy my mama a house or I want to do this. Like, so you know that you made it or you feel accomplished or like you proved yourself to your parents.
Yeah.
Do you have something like, what is that for you to feel like, okay, I know when I do this, I know I made my daddy proud? Or do you already feel like
that's a great question. I would say a family trip.
Everybody to pay for the family trip.
Pay for the whole family
trip. And boy, y'all go on some trips.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, boy, you
gotta go to the Maldives or something.
You might as well buy a house out. Y'all.
Yeah. That's what I would say. The whole family trip. Yeah. Y'all, come on, let's go. But the whole family.
One.
My family, too, though. So.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
And man, one thing about it, I noticed when they were doing the We The Ones tour, you remember your dad was headlining that, and he would bring you out. Mm-hmm. And like I could just tell, like it was like defining moment for him to look and see, like, damn, my son really doing this shit on a big stage.
Right.
And like you be, like I don't know, like you say it clicks, like you be in your zone. Like yeah. I don't even think you be looking out there, like you like.
I don't. Cause off stage, I probably be quiet. I probably be just to myself.
When you go up there,
yeah. They be like, where this come from? Sure, yeah. Yeah, man. I just I love those moments. Like I said, I'm glad that song, those moments was able to just be released because, you know, I'd be in my head just thinking, like, because the song we got, I was thinking about not releasing it because I know that sounds crazy, but because I ain't want to get, like, overshadowed. People think, like, oh, that's just because of woo-doo. Like, I've been thinking about like that my whole life.
So, like, you was in your own head, kind
of. Yeah. I think a lot of artists say that the songs that be popping, the ones that be taking off, be ones that they don't even think is their best or, like you said, you in your head about it. But it still be taking off. As an artist, do you have like limits? Do you have a checklist of like, nah, this is why I can't release this because, or do you allow yourself to release as much as you create? Like, do you, like you said, do you keep a lot of stuff because you waiting on things, or do you allow yourself the freedom to like, okay, if I made it and it got done, or it's on the hard drive, at this point it need to be out there.
Right. The only like lately. If I'm thinking like that, it'll be like, dang, I don't want this to hurt somebody. Like if I'm talking about something, cause that's what I use my music for, to like talk about express real life, how I feel. Like I don't want this to hurt somebody, so maybe I should change the lyrics or not release it at all.
Okay.
So it's just finding that balance right there. I think everything else is like, if I'm like, I don't like my verse, and then my team say, nah, I like that verse. That verse was fine. Then I put it out. I got outvoted. I allow myself to get outvoted.
Yeah.
And then, a lot of the music come out because I got outvoted. Not going to lie.
You take constructive criticism.
Yeah.
That's good.
How I feel rolling with KP, man?
KP, that's my guy, man.
Yeah.
I just value his opinion so much because I know he's seen so much and he just has that eye. He has that ear.
Yeah, you know so saying? That's what I was thinking, like, with somebody like that around you, and then you got Dre, so it's like, you have, like, different people, like, that you, usually people have, like, that they only grew up with.
Right.
Like, you got different spectrums, like, older, like, of you know experience. What I'm saying? You got a wise team around you.
Yeah. And KP, and when he say, he's like, dang.
See, that's how that, the spirit just moves.
Spirit right. Just, right. Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, they just didn't nail that shit good.
The wind with it too.
But look, when KB said he likes something, I know that it's good.
Yeah, he know the formula.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't asshole. Even argue with
that. Yeah, he ain't gonna gas you.
Right.
He'll tell you straight like
nah,
it is.
Nah, he an asshole. But, he gonna
I ain't mean to call him an asshole.
No. He know how he know how to tell you something nicely. That's what I would say. So like
he gonna say it nice.
Yeah, he'll say,
I wouldn't say
personally.
He said nice.
To me personally. Yeah. I don't know. I'm his nephew, so I don't know. Yeah. But I know me. Yeah. If he don't like it, he knows how to say he don't like it nicely. So when he say he do like it, I know it's good.
Because you know when bad music get out, you always be like, who the fuck was in the studio when this nigga made this?
Who
okayed it?
Yeah. Who got them confirmed?
Who gave the check off?
Right. So that's good that you got people that's going to keep it real with you. Like I said, with the experience too.
For sure,
Yeah, we were talking good about you, KP.
What's on your checklist as an artist?
Like, I know this event was a checklist, right?
You want to?
I know you still living in the moment, but
this, you want to do movies? You want to where you want to go as an artist?
Yeah, I would say this was a checklist.
Gotcha.
But it's so much more work to do, man.
For sure.
It's so much more work. Movies, I like movies. I just like just expressing myself for real, whether that's designing clothes or that's playing a character in a movie. I don't get to act like this, or I've never even got to live from this perspective. So that's why I like acting. I open up. I want a headline for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you're going to see that's the progression.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there any place you want to headline, like whether it's a war show or something like that?
Award show. I like the awards. I like stuff like this more though, like the festivals.
Cause you see the people and feel the energy, huh?
Exactly, man. The award shows be a little too orchestrated, which is still cool. Like it's an art in that, and I love that too. But I like this.
Yeah.
Show.
And then it's in. You don't even feel like you're in North Carolina right now.
Yeah,
it don't feel like we're in North Carolina.
Yeah, it feel like you're in
somewhere else.
Somewhere turn. I'm not saying
Raleigh ain't turned. No, it's a lot going on. It's a lot of people. No, Raleigh turned this weekend. No, like
for sure.
The city. It's but I'm a saying lot of
this will put eyes on the city. Like now, I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to go back to Raleigh. But then you be like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Absolutely. A lot of people drove out here for this, flew out here for this.
Yeah, they did.
Man, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What you got coming up next? Something you could tell us, like some exclusive. Like, not no generic answer, not nothing you gave them. Give us something exclusive.
No, okay. I got another EP coming out. Boom. Okay. I got shows. I'm going to be at the 420. You going to be in Atlanta? 420?
Yeah, I'm going to come.
We got the 420 event. Music. That's all I'm going to tell you. I got a movie coming out. Waterboy.
Look, you doing Waterboy movies. Movie.
Yeah. I was the antagonist, so that was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie?
I think they called it The Waterboys.
You said you were the what?
Oh, The Waterboys.
Not Boosie, not the Boosie.
No, one. I'm saying what you said. You were the what?
Antagonist.
The antagonist and the protagonist.
They go them words, bro. Y'all just be throwing words around like everybody know that. Explain it to the viewers, not me. I know what you mean.
It's like the villain, the bad person.
Okay, gotcha.
You got the protagonist.
Yeah, you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
In case y'all didn't know.
Yeah.
Man, we appreciate you coming through and chopping up with us backwood backstage, man.
Appreciate y'all.
Damani, y'all go listen to the new EP. It's out right now.
Dear Jane, right
Dear
now.
Jane. Dear Jane, man. My dog.
My dog. Ah.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino. Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rachel Zoe here, and we're going back to the Rachel Zoe Project for a very special takeover on my podcast, Climbing in Heels. Come with me as I take you back to season one to give you all the behind-the-scenes details and drama. I'll be joined by some special guests that'll be helping me share the real stories behind the most iconic moments in the show. So do not miss this special takeover of Climbing in Heels. It's going to be bananas. Listen to Climbing in Heels with Rachel Zoe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.